Blog Talk Radio.
Sunday with your girl Linus and Miss Nina. Thank you for joining us. You know, I have 40 years of experience as a tarot reader, past lives, angel reading. I also connect with loved ones that have passed over and taken their wings. Now, Miss Nina, she's the Reiki master. So if you have any questions or want to know about Reiki, Miss Nina's the one. She's also a teacher and she's a psychic, and which I don't know, she's also a minister. She marries people. Ha ha. Anyway, also the chat room is open. Your moderator is, of course, Miss Nina. One question per call, please. And I want you to be nice. You know, Miss Nina is also the manager of the Essence of Success Radio Network. So be nice when you're in there asking her questions. Sometimes I pull her out to help me, but you guys be good. Now, the phone number for the show to call in is 646-727-2914. 646-727-2914. Okay, now, God, we got a lot to talk about. First thing I want to talk about is if any of you have been listening every Wednesday, I've been doing a series on Sex Chronicles one-on-one, and it's about relationships as you come together. You're just knowing this guy, or the guy's just knowing the woman, and it's a preparation, like what are you looking spiritually, mentally, or physically in this relationship, and understanding what's going on. So last week's show was prayer and sex. We're coming to the end because this series ran through the month of August. So I want everybody around the world, the chat room, the callers, the last show of the series is this Wednesday, and it's called Does Size Matter? Yes, I know people want to get their clown shoes on and talk about their experiences. So please call in. It's going to be fun. It will be serious because we will give the medical part, you know, and historical about the penis. But anyway, do call in, and that's at 6 p.m. Write this down, y'all. 6 p.m. Wednesday on the Essence of Success Radio Network, which you're on right now. And I'm sorry, it's not 3 p.m. It's 6 p.m. That show is 6 p.m. on the West Coast and 9 o'clock on the East Coast, which gives y'all time, ladies, to get your dinner, your kids settled or whatever, and then come on the show and let's have some fun. So anyway, that's Wednesday at 6 p.m. Pacific time or 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Sex Chronicles 101 with Linus and Miss Nina. Tina, I'm sorry, and the show is Does Size Matter? Okay, also I want to announce I'm back this year. I got a second year in with the NFL, so I'll be starting that on Saturdays. And if you go to my Facebook page, the Essence of Success Network, I'll be putting on there as time goes on. But it actually, my job actually starts the last Saturday of this month. And I did it last year, too, so they invited me back, huh? I'm the only girl with four men on a panel. In fact, Terry Bradshaw already has made a comment like, oh, Lord, they're back. Yes, I am, Terry, and Michael Strahan, so watch out. But anyway, do join me for that, or check on the page on the Essence of Success Network page on Facebook to see that time on the NFL. What else I need to talk about? Oh, prayer. Y'all write this down. I know you got your pen and papers. For a week, or you can do it forever in a day. I don't care. But write this down. I am that I am. I love myself. I forgive myself. And I thank you, highest good. That's it. Go on about your way. I am that I am. All right? That's my prayer for this week for y'all, because every day you'll feel a little bit better, whatever that is, whether spiritually, mentally, or just physically. But every day do that. I am that I am. I love myself. I forgive myself. And I thank you, highest good. Hello, somebody. All right. Now, I'm going to bring Miss Nina in, because as y'all know, the new moon started last Friday, and Miss Nina has something to report, and I'll follow right with her. I'll go behind her lead. Okay, Miss Nina, you want to come up?
Yes, I'm right here, Lennis. Just for those of you that are at all sensitive, psychic, children, whatever, this last new moon was, chose the word, hellish. I have not been sleeping since probably last Wednesday. Very fitful sleep, a lot of nightmares, tossing and turning. It's just been horrid. And I have a daycare, and I look after young children, and their behaviors were out of this world. So it's the pull from that new moon is still around. So hang in there, people. It's not you. It's the moon.
I was just telling. Go ahead, Miss Nina.
Just one more note on the Wednesday show. I will be in the chat room, so if you don't want to go on air with your question, just leave me your question in the chat room, and I will have it off to Tina and Lennis live on air. So come on Wednesday and have a good listen. It's a great show.
Yes, yes, it sure is, because we have definitely been educating people in between the humor of relationships. Let's see, anything. That's what I was going to say behind Miss Nina. Y'all, I don't know, like Miss Nina, I haven't been sleeping at all. Good Lord, the other morning, I didn't even go to sleep till 5 o'clock in the morning. And I mean, I'm shutting everything down by 10, no later than 11. So, you know, you get your little 6 to 8 hours sleep. But like Miss Nina said, hellacious or whatever. My older sister is sick right now, so one day out the week, I always go over and spend the day with her. And I mean, I just couldn't. I just couldn't. I was so sleepy, like I was exhausted. And I was like, what in the world? So anyway, if you've been experiencing it, just remember what Miss Nina said. You might be feeling still some residual from that. All right. Well, Miss Nina, I think we're ready to begin and take calls. How about you?
Oh, yeah. Let's rock and roll. Come on, folks. Give us your questions.
All right. Well, our first call of the day is area code 626. You're on the line with Lennis and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, this is Megan from Los Angeles.
Well, hi, Megan. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you for taking my call.
You're most welcome, young lady. So what can we help you with today?
I would like some insight on what you pick up in regards of energy for me and James.
For you and Jen?
James.
Is that correct?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Well, it wouldn't have mattered to me whether it was a woman or a man. You know why? Because you're a human being. So that's what I look at. Okay. Megan and James, let's see. I got a little bit of a headache going across my head. He doesn't always understand. I see you explaining things, and you're trying to be fair about it. So I like that about you, Megan. You're not a caustic person. You try to be fair and have him to understand. Just look at it from your side. And that's a good analogy to do, then they'll say, well, look at your, well, just reverse it. How would you feel if you were me? How do you think that would make you feel? So as far as that, I see just you need an understanding. He just come out of a relationship with some baggage, and it looks like it's finally cleared up. It's done, finique. So that's good. Well, he cares for you a lot. He does. He really likes you. You know how some people, I'll put it like this, an example, behaviors. You know, mm-hmm. you can like the person, but you don't like their behavior. But you like, mm-hmm. the, you can stand their behavior, but you don't like the person. Well, James looks at you. He likes you more than he loves you. It's just mm-hmm. something about you he really, really, really likes. Now, I'm not negating that he doesn't love you maybe the way you love him. That could come, but as far as him liking, that's good. Because you know what? I want you to like me. God mandates that we love each other regardless who it is. But liking is a different thing, right? Mm-hmm. So if you like that person, that's even better.
Yeah.
I see some mathematical issues. Is he an accountant or doing or trying to pay some bills, or he's having credit problems? I don't know. I see some mathematical issues there.
That's funny that you say that. I don't think, I'm not quite sure, but it's funny because I'm taking an exam, like an exam for my career, and I'm having trouble with math, but I have a tutor to help me with that problem. But I don't know. You can be picking up on him, too, because he does deal with money. So, yeah, I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, just a little quick tidbit for you. You'll pass. Okay, let's see, getting back to James. You know, I feel like he's a good guy. I'm not picking mm-hmm. up anything negative or derogatory about this gentleman at all. You know, he likes you. He's just, like I said, he's clear now. Whatever that was holding him back earlier or prior, no more now. It's done. So, like I said, whatever baggage she was back there and carry on ain't no more. So, you know, you two are two free spirits. Enjoy one another. That's what I would say.
Well, do you pick up on when he'll reach out again? He's kind of a new person in my life, so it's kind of, like, really slow. And, like, we don't talk as much. But like, when we did, you know, hang out and
initially,
stuff, we had a great time. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, he hasn't forgot about you? Go ahead, Nina.
No, he hasn't forgotten about you, but there's nothing wrong with you reaching out either.
Amen.
No, I know, but I feel like, you know, the guy needs to pursue, especially in the beginning.
No, it doesn't matter, and it doesn't matter to him either. Reach out to him.
Okay.
Yeah, he's a good
guy. So, yeah, no, he is. But I didn't know about, like, his, you know, I know that he did have an ex-girlfriend from a long time ago, but I didn't know, like, what his situation was. Because I didn't ask. It was too soon to, like, ask, like, are you involved or... You know, I mean, but we went out. I don't know if he, you know, just had a relationship or not. Like, we went on a few dates and it was great. But I don't know. But do you pick up on when we will hang out again or?
Whenever
you
pick up,
honey.
Yeah.
Yep. Thank you, Nina. That's what I was going to say. Whenever she pick up the phone, there's a date.
But if I don't, though, if I don't pick up the phone, he's just never going to reach out to me because I seriously. It's hard for me to do that. You know, I feel, you know, as a guy, if they want something, they're hunters, they're going to get it, you know?
Okay,
it's
Megan, it's 2015. This is a new world, a new life. You're talking about stuff back in the 40s and 50s, honey, it's 2015. Women go for what they want, just like men been doing it for thousands of years. Well, now women go for what they want. You know,
mm-hmm.
you look good, you smell good, you taste good. Now what? Call that man, girl.
Okay.
Call him. Okay. Take a chance on yourself. Take a chance on yourself, honey. You know, what most that could happen. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Miss Nina.
Picking up, if you don't call him, he's not going to call you until later on in the fall. So, yeah, he's kind of shy himself, so he's kind of waiting on the too.
Well, you know, it's so funny. I'm sorry to cut you off. He reached out to me and said, hey, what's up? Like, you know, after maybe not reaching out for a couple weeks, and then I respond in the morning, like, nothing much, you know, blah, 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 how are you? And he didn't even respond back. So I feel like I'm the one that reached out to him. Like, he texted me, and I responded back, and he didn't even respond back. So I just wanted to know why he didn't respond back, like, you know?
Hey, girl, just a minute here. You're texting him, you have his number? Then what the heck's wrong with you? You don't even have to phone him. Text him.
Yeah. True, but I text him already and he didn't respond, so I don't know why he didn't respond to a text that, you know, like...
Sometimes that happens. Sometimes you don't get messages. Text him again and see what happens.
Okay. Well, I think because I have this application, it's like a messenger and you can see if someone read your message. So I know he read it. So I don't know if he got busy or not, or maybe he opened it and didn't read it, but you would think if he wanted to reach somebody, he would, you know?
Don't second guess. Just try it. If nothing happens, well, then move on. But I'm sensing that if you get a hold of him, he will be more than happy to talk to you.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Lennis, you still
Bye.
There? Lennis. Okay, Miss Lennis must be busy. So our next caller is area code 404. You're live on the air with maybe Lennis and Nina, but for sure Nina.
Hi, Nina.
Hi.
Who's this? Tanya.
Tanya, how are you?
I'm good. I'm just curious about new job opportunities coming up.
Your one question is about job opportunities?
Yes.
Okay. You've been applying for a lot of jobs?
Yes.
Okay, for some reason, the number four is coming to me. Now, why? I don't know. Whether it's the fourth interview, the fourth application, something about the number four. Have you had any interviews
okay.
lately?
No, but I'm just stuck at this job that I'm at right now, but I nothing yet.
So you are working then?
Yes, I am. Okay. But it's taking a lot out of me. It's completely draining to where I don't know if I can make it.
Well, you can make it. Is it the job that's draining or somebody in the office? Somebody you work with?
Both.
Okay. Because that's what I'm picking up. It's somebody that you work with. My advice to you is to stay as far away from that person as possible. And maybe it won't be quite so draining. Keep applying for the job.
I have no choice. They're my supervisor.
Oh, sorry to hear that. Miss Lennis, are you back yet? No, she's not back yet. She must be busy. That's okay.
I'm sorry. No. I'm here. I didn't have the button pushed down. Sorry, y'all. No, I'm here. I'm listening. Because I was talking to Tanya, and I guess y'all didn't hear me. When she first got on, I said I felt that she was depressed and she's hurting. And of course, Miss Nina, you were telling her about the job. But yeah, I picked up on that right away. My suggestion, Miss Nina said number four, I'm going
to
tell you need to move as well.
Yeah, after the home environment that I'm in. So it's just like anything around me is, I feel attacked from all different angles. And I really just don't know what to do right now.
Tanya?
The job.
Tanya, surround yourself in white light. Just surround yourself in the white light of love and God and peace, and focus on the positives in your life. That will help you get through whatever you're going through right now. I can feel your pain. I feel it very strongly. So surround yourself with white light and honey, pray.
Okay.
Okay? Things will get better, but you have to get better first.
Yeah.
Okay? So you do what you need to do for you.
So as far as the job, do you, like, see me actually moving out of state, or do you see me still in the state?
Well, for me, I don't see anything until you apply for jobs. You need to start tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Ms. Nina.
You've got to, apply for jobs, but you've also got to kind of get yourself out of this funk, because your funk is bringing you down. And because it's bringing you down, nothing positive is going to happen. You need to get out of the funk. Think of all the positive things.
I need to get out of here. Like, I can't live here because of the people in my home. Like, I can't do it.
Okay, then move one foot in front of the other, one thing at a time, and move towards that goal. But keep the positive, please.
Okay.
Okay? Try
and
just...
Tanya, go ahead, Ms. Nina.
Just try and think as many positive things in your life as you can, okay? And I am going to be praying for you, and I'm going to send you Reiki too, honey, because I think you need it.
Yeah. Okay. Tanya, before you go, do you know what sea salt is?
Yeah, I mean, I put it in
okay.
the tub sometimes.
Okay, but, if you have find a little container and pour sea salt in there, close it up, put it in your pocket and carry it with you at all times, or your purse. I would say on your bean. So if you have pockets on your pants or your shirt or a tight bra, maybe depending on how small it is, that you can put it in your bra. But carry that with you at all times, and that will keep negative at a bay from you as well.
Okay.
But number one is you have to change within yourself. Like Ms. Nina said, be positive, but the salt will help keep the negative away from you.
Okay.
For, so that you can think more clearly.
I just don't know what's going on. Ever since I moved up here, like, everything has been going crazy, and I don't understand it. Like, I'm not sure this is the right move for me.
Well, this is why Ms. Nina said, okay, well, Tanya, just be positive. Think better thoughts. You know, put a goal in front of you, just like Ms. Nina said. Okay, let me start applying for other jobs so I can make the money and get up out of here, or either get my own place. Right? You have those goals and that determination. That's all you see. You're like blinders. I got to get another job, get away from where I'm at. Ooh, get the money, move. You know, maybe where you live at right now is not the environment for you. That could be very true. But you put that determination and that goal in front of you, and that positive. I know that this is going to happen for me, without a doubt.
And it will. It will.
Okay. Tanya, as Ms. Nina said, she'll be praying for you and sending you Reiki, and I will be too. Okay?
All right.
Keep your head up,
thank
girlfriend.
You.
All right. You got purpose here. Next call, area code 678. You're on the line with Linus and Ms. Nina. Who's this?
Hi, I'm Destiny.
Hi, Destiny. How are you?
Good. Thank you for taking my call. I was calling because I actually have a very close friend who said that she had got in contact with you all, and you kind of hit her relationship status kind of on the head with everything that you all were giving her. So I thought I should call and ask you about some relationship.
Okay.
Kind of
no problem.
I've been with my boyfriend now. We actually just celebrated our 4th year anniversary yesterday. But we bump heads a lot, and a lot of times I'm just ready to kind of throw in the towel. So I just wanted to know, like, what kind of vibe do you all feel? Like, should we stay together, or are we going to be together, or just tell me what you feel.
Okay, Destiny, what's his first name?
Fred.
Okay, that's all I need. He's stubborn. Okay. his stubbornness has created within your relationship. What I'm seeing is Moses parting the water. So that mm-hmm. tells me that his stubbornness in your relationship has caused y'all to, you're not separating because you're together, but it's caused a division. That's what I want to say within the relationship. Mm-hmm. So part of it is his stubbornness. There's not a lot of good communication skills between you two. I see financial support is good. Making love is okay. It's not spectacular. But then I see that the communication is very poor. It's like the two of you, you make good points, whether good, bad, or profound, but you don't understand each other. You're not looking at each other's point of view. It's like, this is what I think, this is what I'm going to believe in, so that's that. Well, it's not you, but I'm saying both of you need to look at the other one's side. Like, as I was telling somebody earlier, reverse it, put yourself in that position. So with him being stubborn, you know, you could like, well, how would you feel if I was stubborn? Like, okay, let's go to a store. No, I'm not going. Well, why? Because I don't feel like it. Well, that's how you do me. Now, do you understand how that feels? So I'm just kind of giving you a little bit of analogy. If you guys would communicate, my suggestion is counseling, and I'll tell you why. Because communication and understanding is so important, Destiny, in a relationship, whether you're beginning or you've been together for years, you know. But to mm-hmm. be able to communicate and understand each other, because everything else will happen. You'll have sex, you'll eat, you'll enjoy, you'll party. But if you can't talk to one another and understand one another, then there's that, like I saw Moses, that divide. So yeah. I would say counseling, that, you know, somebody, a third party that can be objective. And maybe you two, because the rest of it, I'm not picking up anything really bad. But maybe you two, you know, can get an understanding as far as communication. Because it looks like everything else is okay. It's not that bad. But communication is very important. What are you picking up, Miss Nina?
I'm picking up that his stubbornness is going to not allow him to go for counseling.
Ooh.
Right, Destiny?
That's kind of correct. Yeah. I've volunteered it before.
Okay. After 4 years, if you don't have a definite commitment from him, maybe it's time to take a little break and see how you guys actually do feel about each other. Sometimes, you know, absence makes the heart grow fonder. It really, truly does. So maybe if you take a break from each other and you see what life is like without each other, maybe you'll either find a way to make it really happen, or it's time to move on.
Yeah, because we tried that, like, once before, and he wasn't having that either. He's like, if we need to take a break, then we don't need to be together. But he didn't understand that I was telling him, like, the same thing you told me. And he's like, he feels like if we take a break, then that means we might as well be broken up.
Well, yeah, okay. I guess that answers my question then, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you need more than that. You are worth more than that.
Oh, Lord, yes. Yeah. She's a queen. So, and he's a peasant. Anyway, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Okay, let me do sign across. God forgive me. Okay, go ahead, Miss Nina.
Down to what you want out of a relationship, Destiny, and if this is how you want to live for the rest of your life, then I guess you stay with him. But if you want something more, maybe it's time to move on, honey.
Yeah.
Because I don't see him changing.
Yeah,
I do not see him changing at all. I have what is in front of me right now is a wall. He's not going to change.
Well, there you go, Destiny. There you go. Remember, you're a queen. If they can't be equal to you, curb status. curb status. So sounds like, Destiny, you've done everything that you should have done to try and make this relationship work. So I agree with Nina. Maybe it's time to move on. Of course, I shoot from the hip. I'll tell you, kick him to the curb, girl. You're a queen.
Yeah.
And then, like, you know, like the bus, there's one getting off, another one getting on, girlfriend.
Right.
Okay.
Oh,
okay.
Thank you.
And you've done your part, so you just pop your collar. You've done everything
yeah.
a woman should do to keep a relationship together. So, yeah, pop your collar and keep on going, girl. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well,
all right. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Thank
all right.
You.
Have a wonderful week.
You too.
Okay. Area code. Oh, it's 3:30. It's 3:30 on the West Coast right now, and it's, about 6:30 on the East Coast. You're listening to Free Psychic Reading Sundays with Linus and Miss Nina. The chat room is open. Miss Nina is your moderator in the chat room. One question per caller, please. That phone number is area code 646-727-2914. Thank you. Okay, next caller, area code 786. You're on the line with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, Linus. Hi, Miss Nina. My name is Samantha.
Hi, Samantha.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing good. Can always be better, but I'm doing good now.
Okay. Well, what can we answer for you today, young lady?
Well, I have a question similar to the previous caller, but I'm not in a relationship. So I wanted to know if there's, like, you know, some really good guys coming in.
I keep seeing a pancake flapping. I know that doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense to me either, but I keep seeing a pancake flapping. It's cooked, but it's going up and down in the pan. Whoa.
I get a headache.
Nope. That's not good.
No. It's not.
I believe, Samantha, you got to get clarity. Maybe that's why. Because pancakes flipping in the pan, that's... I guess I need for you to get clarity on what it is that you really are seeking in a relationship. What do you want? I'm not saying just a man, but, you know, what are you seeking for? Somebody that's got good mental health, good physical health, knows how to communicate and understand, easy on the eyes, comfortable financially. I don't know. You have to make that clarity. But for us, we're not seeing it right now. It's like you're flip-flopping, you know, like, yeah, I want to be with somebody. Yeah, I like to be single. Okay, I miss being around, having companionship. But then I don't want to put up with that. I want to be single. You understand what I'm saying? You're going back and forth.
Yeah. Yes,
okay.
You're right. I have been making my desires and my needs more clear. I've been writing things, and I've really been trying to focus on a really great guy that I would be with, not just, you know, sexually, but a companion. I thought I was making my request more clear.
Okay. Now that you've wrote that out and you know what you want, when you pray, say you receive this man. Even though he's not standing in front of you and you haven't met him, put it in the universe so the universe can get busy and bring him to you. So say that you received him. You know, when we pray that it's already happened, right? That it's done. So you've done your criteria. Now when you pray, just say, thank you, God, I received this man. Or thank you, highest good, or thank you, universe, I received this man. And then when it happens, when it comes up, it's like that will be the guy that you put in the universe that you wanted. But you got to say, I received it. You've already put out there now what you want, so...
Yeah. Well, I would definitely go back to the drawing board because I really want and feel I deserve that special, committed, happy relationship. I mean, all relationships are work, but I'm willing to do that.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Well, you're on a good path. You're there. You just need to be more clear. So just say that you receive now. And you might be surprised in 3 days or 3 weeks' time, you're going to meet a new guy.
Well, I do receive that, and I definitely will make my prayers and my intentions more clear and receive everything that he is.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, you're doing good. Just say you receive it now. You know, it's like looking for a job. I got that job. You don't know what the job is, but you got a job, and you're going to start work by Friday. You do your criteria or your prayers, whatever, and just know that he's coming. And when you say that you receive it, say you receive it here and now. Okay, don't say, oh, well, so what, a month from now, next year? No, here and now, so that the universe can bring it as soon as possible to you. Okay?
Oh, definitely. Thank you so much, Nina and Lennis. Thank you. I will.
Oh, you're most welcome. We're wishing you the very best, young lady. Remember, you are a queen.
Thank
you. Oh, you're welcome. Okay, next call, area code 631. You're on the line with Lennis and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hey, how you ladies doing today? This is Don. I'm calling from New York.
Hi, Don. Hi. From New York. How you doing, young man?
Living the dream. Well, not really. Not yet, but hopefully soon.
Okay. What can Miss Nina and I answer for you today?
I want to see what you see with a new job and potential move.
Ooh, I can understand you wanting a new job. Good Lord. What is that? Like, oh, God, toxic. Hellacious. Oh, my God. This was a job that you're working at now, or you're just your past job?
Probably my past job was a pretty toxic.
Okay, yeah, okay. Well, there's still that residual there. You need to let it go then, because I picked it up. And it was horrible. Yeah, let's see what new job is coming up for you, Don. I'm picking up Manhattan and the Bronx.
Oh, God.
I'm sorry.
I'm trying to move to North Carolina. That's where I send all my resumes, to North Carolina. I don't even send resumes up here anymore. I want to move.
Okay, well, then let me concentrate on North Carolina then.
Don, may I ask a question?
Please do.
Okay, why are you moving? If the ideal job came up in New York, would you take it? Or would you prefer to move?
I got to be honest with you. I'd really prefer to move. I mean, put it this way. I've been sending resumes to New York and to Charlotte, and I get calls from Charlotte. I get no calls from New York. And, I mean, obviously, if the ideal job came up for me in New York, I guess I would stay. But, you know, I don't want to be in New York anymore. I hate it.
Okay. What about other places besides North Carolina?
That's South Carolina.
Yeah, I mean, I would go to South Carolina. I mean, where I would live if I get a job in North Carolina is right pretty much on the border of South Carolina and North Carolina.
Okay.
I mean, literally, like.
Get out of here. That's what I saw. I'm writing this down as Nina's talking to you, and I put border of South Carolina. Shut up. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, no.
I'm just taking notes while Miss Nina's talking to you, and you said it, what I said, so yeah, you're going to, yeah, okay.
Put it this way, if I get a job in Charlotte, I would live in a town called Ballantyne, which is probably 5 minutes from the, if 5 minutes from the South Carolina border.
Okay, yeah, you are going to move. I'm picking it up very, very strongly. And it will be before Christmas.
But I'm also picking up that you are going to get a really terrific job offer in New York.
Mm-hmm.
Why I asked you, if you got a terrific job offer, would you stay? But yeah, you're going to have a choice to make, my friend.
Yeah, I mean, it would have to be a substantial offer because I'm just kind of really done with New York.
Okay, Lennis, what are you picking up besides the border?
Well, the pay will be a little bit less than what he would be making in New York, but I see him. He is going to get that job, but I see South Carolina, so maybe that time, that town Valentine or whatever, because he said he's right near the border.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I see you getting that job. But also, I didn't see what Nina saw. I just saw two cities in New York, Manhattan and the Bronx. That was it. So she took it from there and saw that, you know, you could get a good-paying job.
Yeah.
To Dawn, the cost of living is cheaper in South Carolina, so you can take a pay cut, right?
I have to be honest with you. The jobs that I'm looking at, I actually had an interview with a very large financial institution, and I thought I did okay on the interview, but unfortunately I found out last week that I did not get the job. So I've been sending out more resumes to a couple other large companies down there, and actually the same company, because there's a bunch of positions that I'm fully qualified for, so I'm hoping that I'll get called back again from that company for just one of the other jobs that I'm sending. But the jobs are actually paying New York money down in Charlotte.
Wow.
Get out of here. Get out of here.
I mean,
what?
They're actually the one job that I, unfortunately, like I said, I didn't get the position, but that job was actually paying more than equivalent jobs in New York.
Wow.
By like $15,000.
Wow.
If not more.
Okay, and there'll be a whole lot less stress, and yeah, you will be happier.
Oh yeah, and I'm hopefully my wife will come with me because we're not doing so well right now. But hopefully, the whole change of scenery, and if one day she says she's coming, next day she says she's not coming, but I would hope that she decides to come, and then the whole change of scenery would help our relationship.
It will. It will.
She will. And she will go with you.
Yep. It'll renew your relationship. It will. It will renew it. The energy there, yeah, it's time. This energy where you're going is good for both of you. It's good for you spiritually, mentally, and physically. So,
right.
Yep, she's going. And you'll see a big change in you two's relationship. It's like you're happy. Jesus, I can see it. It's like you two meeting each other for the first time all over again. But it's because of the environment and the energy there that changes you both for the better. Let me tell you, for the better. So yeah, I don't blame you. I'm feeling that now. I don't blame you for getting out of New York. Where you're going now is where you and your wife are supposed to be, and you'll be happy. I'm telling you, it'll be like new love. Yep.
From your lips to God's ears. I hope so.
Yeah, it is. Don't. That's what I'm feeling. Give me and Miss Nina a call back. But what I'm feeling right now, you are going to get a job there. So, I mean, you educated me and Miss Nina. I didn't realize that the cost of living is almost equal to New York. So that's
not the cost of living. The cost of living is 25% less. But I work in financial services. And the jobs the jobs that, I mean, obviously there's a lot of jobs that don't pay the same, but in my field in financial services and in the compliance background, they're paying New York salaries, yeah, and in some cases a little bit more.
Okay,
I'm going to ask you to please change your thought process, and I hope so to I know so.
Right.
You will get that job, you and your wife, happy.
Amen.
Get to the positive and keep it that way.
I definitely will. Yeah, I do manifestation stuff every night. Like, I listen to the CDs and try to manifest the job and the the relationship thing.
Yeah,
okay.
Check out Wayne Dyer, too. He's pretty good.
Yes, I actually, I have a thing ahead, yes.
Oh, good for you. Good for you.
Well, thank you very much, ladies.
Yes, I see roses, so, hey, let us know. Call us back in September, because I see that you're probably moving by September. Nina said before Christmas, but September is really raging in front of my eyes.
It's actually funny you say that, because I had a reading probably about a month or so ago from a woman that is by me. She does egg readings. I don't know if you've ever had them. And she said the same thing. She's saying the beginning to the middle of September.
Yep. And it's
and at least you see roses and not pushing up daisies.
All right, Dawn. No, it's beautiful. It's beautiful. Well, I'm going to tell you right now, congratulations to you and your wife. Congratulations on your job. Congratulations on your new home. Everything is going to be coming up roses. So let us know. You know, in a month, give us a call back and let me and Miss Nina know, okay?
I will definitely call you guys.
Okay. Well, thank you, Don.
Thank you. Have a great weekend. We'll rest of it.
you too. Okay. You're listening to Free Psychic Reading Sunday with Lennis and Miss Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network at Blog Talk Radio. That phone number is 646-727-2914. The chat room is open. Miss Nina's in there. All righty. Next caller is area code 702. You're on the line with Lennis and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Craig, and good afternoon, and thank you for taking my call.
Good afternoon, Craig.
The reason why I'm calling today is for the same reason why many of the cars have called. I'm unemployed right now and looking for a job change, career change for that matter, and just want to see how you see that going for me.
Okay. Do you travel? I'm seeing you travel to Europe. Are you in a position that you travel?
I'm unemployed right now, so I'm not in a position to do anything right now.
Wait, it's coming to me. Travel agent. Have you thought about being a travel agent?
Absolutely would
not
be interested in doing that.
Together? I'm sorry?
No, that's not my passion.
Well, sometimes it's not your passion. Look here, sometimes we take low to get high, right? And once you stand up, you start running. So I understand it's not your passion, but okay, I saw that. I saw you traveling, going all kind of places, but you were a travel agent. What's your passion in? What's your passion?
Education. Everything is built on education. Every degree that I have from associates to a doctoral degree is on education. And so that's where my focus is going to be. And there will be no alternatives but that.
Okay.
Ooh, stubborn.
Mm-hmm. Not stubborn. Just got, you know, loans to pay back, and travel agents don't pay that much. So we have to apply logic.
Okay.
I'm not picking up anything in education right now.
Administration, yes. Are you at all interested in the administrative part of education?
Oh, yeah. That's pretty much the jobs I've been applying for.
Okay, because that's what I'm picking up.
I'm getting Oakland and San Francisco. Why am I picking up these two cities? Do you live on the West Coast?
I applied for two jobs there. Actually, I live in Vegas.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Craig.
I did put some applications there. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Because those names are in front of my eyes right now. Oakland and San Francisco. Okay. Ooh. Okay. Now the angels are showing me. They said they really need you in Oakland. They have a fractured, dysfunctional school system. Whoa, okay. Yeah, they're showing me right now. But they need you there like as a director, not a teacher, not a principal, not a counselor. It's like you gotta pull the factors together. It's so dysfunctional. I don't know, it looks like people in the school system just work for it, but they didn't really care about the children. You know, they were just there for a job.
Yeah.
And
that's the kind of work.
For... yeah, okay. Because I see in
the kind of work
school
district.
Okay, well, Oakland, they need you. Jesus. They need you in Oakland. Wow. That's you know what? That's sad to me that the educational system doesn't care anymore to let their system get that fractured. You know what I mean? That I don't know. I have a weakness for children. I just feel like they don't need to. They should always have the best, whatever that the world can give them until they're 18. Well, like I said, I see you in Oakland. They really need you, but you'll be over. It's like you're way up. You'll be over like, I don't know, 3 or 4 school districts. You're like the head man, but you're trying to get it. I see you trying to work with these people, and it's bumping your head. It's giving you headaches. Maybe that's what, I don't know, Nina felt. But I felt like you're bumping your head, but you're really working to try and change. So, yeah, they'll hire you in Oakland school system. They will, but your job is way up there. You're going to be looking at things to change that system for the better. You know what? I see that there was funding, and somebody screwed up on that funding that could have helped the kids. It was some after-school program. And somebody within that school board or whatever, Craig, go to Oakland, apply. Well, you said you have applied there. But I see they really need you in Oakland badly. So I'm going to put it like this. You have the job. Because your skills in education have the job, and your stubbornness will help push through some things, right? Because you're not going to give in to see some programs that matter to these children to get these programs come through. So, yeah, your stubbornness will help you in that perspective. What are you picking up, Miss Nina?
Well, I already said it was administration, and yeah, definitely you're going there, buddy.
Yeah, yeah.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the universe is just, they're pushing the universe. I see the universe with, like, the sky is opening, and they're waiting for you to walk in. Instead of a door, it's like the sky is opening because it's huge what you're going to do. And they're just waiting for you to walk on in the door. Come on in. Let's do this. Let's get this back to where it should be. So, Craig, you're going to get the job. Me and Miss Nina both are in court. They need you there, and believe me. All I'm going to tell you is that pray and try to keep your wits about you without getting too upset or, you know, and sometimes you're going to have to give in, Craig, even with your stubbornness. But like I said, it's a blessing and a curse for you. It'll help in some ways, and other ways you might want to just kind of think sometime. But yeah, you know what? I expect to see you on Oprah in 5 years.
Okay.
I do. And I'm going to tell you why. Do you remember she just recently passed, a school teacher in Chicago that helped turn that school system around? Oh, God, I almost called her name. It starts with an M. Anyway, she just passed. She is an example for you. What you're getting ready to do in Oakland is what she did for Chicago. And that's why I said in 5 years, I'll see you on Oprah.
Oh, okay.
You're going to turn that system around. And you know, you might even get other school districts across the nation to look at you as a pilot program for which you started. It'll change for the better.
Awesome.
Yep.
That's great.
Okay. Yes, it is. The angels are really showing me about you. So, brother, blessings to you. Blessings to you and prayers, you know, because it's going to take a lot. That's why I said keep your wits about you, but you're going to make a change for the better. There's a reason that this is happening, because you don't see it, but the angels and the miracles see what you're getting ready to do for these children in that school system. So that's why the universe is moving you that way. So congratulations. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Miss Nina.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Congratulations on your new job, because you will have that new job.
Amen. Amen.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. And give us a call back, you know, and let us know how you're doing. Okay. But we know
absolutely.
You're going to do good. There is no doubt.
Okay.
No doubt. So
all right,
anyway,
thank you.
So God bless you and congratulations and thank you for calling. And oh my God, I'll be looking for you on TV.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Thank you very
Alrighty.
Much.
You're most welcome.
Right, bye
bye. Bye bye. Okay, next caller, area code 443. You're on the line with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this? 443. You're on the air.
Hello, hello, hello.
Or let me do my Medea. Hello, hello. Okay, 443, I guess you just want to listen to the show. That's okay. We don't mind. Okay, area code, we'll go to the next one. Area code 626. 626, you're on the line with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, this is Megan. It's actually your first caller. I was just listening, but I can ask another question if you...
You sure can.
You
go
allow
ahead, girl.
Me to. Okay, I just... I guess I just wanted to know, what do you see coming up for me in the next, like, few months? Like, what, like, stands out? Like, what are turning points? What are the things that you see coming to pass?
Megan, I see water. Do you swim? I see you around
no,
water.
No, but I'm a cancer, and I love water.
Okay,
well, I do work with children.
Oh, and a counselor. See, I saw water in children. okay. But you teach, too, don't you? Because I see that you're teaching kids, like, not only to swim, but to understand the water, the good and the dangers and stuff. And you're also teaching them. Now I see you at crafts. I see these kids sitting there. You are. I can see you're at the head of the table, and here's all these kids on both sides, and you're teaching them crafts, how to do little things. Oh,
yeah.
How neat. That's so sweet.
Well, that is so funny because I work in the after-school program. I don't think I would do anything with water unless it was like a water balloon toss. But, yeah, I don't think I'll teach them how to swim because it's like I work on the school grounds.
Okay, okay. Well, maybe
yeah.
just to you know, you might teach them about water. You know, I know we're
coming
yeah, maybe.
To
the summer mm-hmm. now. Just for them to understand, like, you know, if you go swimming with your folks or your friends, you know.
Yeah.
But I also see you with crafts. I mean, wow. You have all the, it's like five kids on this side, five on that side. You're at the head of the table.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just so into what you're teaching them. It's like these
mm-hmm.
little minds are sponges. And you're like, okay, well, we're going to make this mm-hmm. today and do this. Yeah. And you know what? You're well-liked. Megan, those kids like you, honey.
I love kids. My end goal is to be an elementary school teacher, and that's what I'm pursuing now. Like I said in the first call, like I'm worried about some tests that I need to take. So.
Yeah. Well, you'll
mm-hmm.
do good. You'll do good because your passion is children, and you're good. And you know what? And I see the kids; they just take to you. So you know
they
what
love
I tell
me.
Them
I love,
when kids.
Yeah.
When kids take to a grown-up, you got a good spirit. A
oh,
very
thank
good spirit.
You.
Well, yeah,
thank
because
you.
Children can feel it. Children can feel I mean, you know, that's why they say be like a child, be childlike, because of the innocence.
Mm-hmm.
Right. They just feel that off you. You're such a good person. You're a beautiful human being that these kids feel this. So they just gravitate to you. Yeah,
thank
so
you.
You being a teacher, oh, yeah, girl.
Mm-hmm.
It just without a doubt.
Do you
without
see me
doubt,
in the long term
that.
Working at a public school or like a private school?
You're starting off in private, which is a little bit of a higher salary. But then you end up, it looks like 3 years after working for a private institution, you go to PS, you know, public school.
Okay.
Know,
so the good
like,
thing about,
go ahead.
Go on. The good thing
no,
about,
it just,
yeah.
Go ahead.
The good thing about public school is you get better benefits. Private schools, they don't have that security as you would get in a public school. However, their standards, I wouldn't say as high, but they're not as many loopholes that you got to pass through. Like, it's, you know, LA, where I live in, has the high standards for teachers to be teachers. It's sometimes so over the top. Like, if you were a teacher elsewhere for years, you still got to go through some loopholes here in California to be a teacher here, which I have no idea why. It's ridiculous for, you know, in my opinion. But yeah. So I was just wondering, and it all depends on these exams. But then again, you never know, because there's a lot of teachers that pass these exams and still go to private schools just because, you know, there's more openings or whatnot, you know?
Okay. Well, look at your options, young lady.
Mm-hmm. I have to ask, the Board of Education, do you feel like, you know, due to, like, a lot of people complain about these high standards just to be, you know, an elementary school teacher. They expect you to know certain formulas that you would teach in college. Do you feel like they will lower the standards, or they will maybe have another option? Like, for one test, you don't have to do a written exam. You can do a video, which I feel like gives people a fair chance to, you know, show their creativity as well as, you know, present the material in an effective way, and they get to see that visually instead of, you know, you testing somebody on how book smart they are, you know? Because just because you're book smart doesn't mean that you have common sense, you know?
Right. Let me bring Miss Nina in. Miss Nina, what are you picking up for Megan?
Or are you... you're going to exams. There's no bug.
I'm sorry.
You'll do fine on your exams, whether you decide video or whatever. The
Private
standards
kids.
They're not going to be lowered. The standards are going to go higher, if anything, but not until you have got your past your board exam, so you won't have to worry about it.
Okay, but I will do fine, right?
Yes, you will do just marvelous.
Thank you.
Yeah, you'll do just fine.
Okay.
Well, there you go, Megan.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for calling back in.
Thank you. Can I just stay on the phone and listen?
Yes, ma'am, you sure can. You sure can.
Okay.
All righty, thanks. Area code 219. You're on the line with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, this is Liz.
Hi, Liz. How are you?
Okay.
And what can we help you with today?
I have a question. It's about my relationship. I'm just wondering if it's going to go any further. Like marriage,
okay, Liz, what's his first name?
Jim.
Did you, Jim or Tim? I'm not understanding.
Jim, J-I-M.
Okay, good enough. Stop right there.
Okay. That's a good name. It's my husband's name.
What?
That's a good name. It's my husband's name, and we've been married for 41 years.
Oh, wow. That's good.
I'm concentrating on you, too, but I keep getting grape jelly. What does grape jelly have to do? Does that mean anything to you?
I have a snack at night that I use grape jelly.
That's too cute. Yeah, that's the first thing. When she said Jim, I got grape jelly, grape jelly. Grape jelly? Okay, angels, whatever. Well, we just know that you enjoy that, Leah, so that's okay. Well, Nina, what are you picking up on Jim? Are they going to be together forever and a day or what?
How long have you been together now?
It'll be 2 years in September.
How serious is this relationship? See, I'm picking up hesitation, a lot of hesitation.
On my part, I would say he's serious. I'm hesitating.
Okay, so then why are you asking us? You're in control right here. He wants this relationship to go further, and you're the one stalling it.
Okay, probably out of, I guess I don't want. I guess I'm afraid of losing freedom if I get married, if that makes sense.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it does make sense. But you know what? You set the ground rules.
Okay.
You set the ground rules before you get married that, you know, what kind of freedom are you talking about? Freedom to go see other people or just freedom as a person? I have never lost my freedom as a person. I am still my own individual person. I'm sure your Jim would want the same thing for you because he knows what you're like already, especially if you've been in this relationship for this long. So maybe you need to get over this fear and sit down and talk to him about it.
Okay.
Sounds good to me.
It does. Okay.
I yield to Miss Nina, so it sounds good to me.
Yeah,
all right.
You can have it all. Really, you can.
Oh,
like,
wow.
This guy will bend over backwards for you.
Wow.
Yes, he does.
Wow.
Well, then, girlfriend, what's your problem?
I guess I'm trying to please everybody, especially family. That's the other
thing. No. Stop.
No,
no, no. Now, I'm going to speak about that. You make Liz happy. That's all that matters. Making you happy, if it means having Jim in your life, God bless you. The rest of them, now you know I shoot from the hip, so I'm going to just say, forget them.
Okay,
you make yourself happy. Love Liz first, and then whatever Liz wants, Liz will attire, will get, right?
Right.
So make yourself happy. Yeah, that's a hard lesson to learn when you start trying to pacify other people and make them happy. What about you?
Sure.
You're a queen. You need to, you know, send them peasants on their way. You're a queen. You and your king get together and enjoy one another, regardless.
Okay.
If that's what you want, like Nina said, you know.
Yes.
Yeah, he's a good guy. So, hey. Enjoy yourself. In fact, you're blessed. So God is blessing you and the universe and the angels. You are blessed more than most women. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Liz, phone us down and have a nice talk with Jim this week. And phone us back next Sunday and tell us you're engaged.
Okay.
Yay!
Okay.
All right, Liz. We're going to be looking for that call, young lady.
All right, I will. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome. Have a wonderful week.
You too. Thank you.
Okay, area code 724. You're on the line with Linus and Miss Nina.
Hello, how are you guys? My name's Kristen. Hello?
Kristen. Yes, Kristen.
Hi.
Hi,
Kristen.
I had a very intense dream two nights ago, and it woke me up in a complete anxiety attack. And I was just wondering if you guys could help me with it.
Okay, what was your dream?
It was actually really short. But my ex got out of a white car and was standing near the passenger side door. He was dressed all in black, and he had on a black baseball cap. And then he just stood up outside of the car and put his hands up like he was some type of god. And then I just woke up in just this cold sweat. It was so weird.
Okay. Could you mute that sound in the background? Because we're trying to concentrate on you.
Yeah, I already shut it off.
Okay.
Okay,
thank you.
I'm getting a feeling of dread.
God, yes.
Yeah.
You know what? Let me say this to Kristen. Kristen, do you have some sea salt?
Yeah.
Or do you know what sea salt is? Okay. I want you to go around your house. When you hang up this, when you hang up with me and Miss Nina, every corner in your house, put like an eighth of a teaspoon or a half a teaspoon of salt. Just throw it in the corner. And as you're doing this, you're going to go clockwise and say that no negativity can enter therein. This is a blessed home.
Okay.
Anyway, all the way around to when you come back, you should be at the front door of your house. Go outside the front. Do you have a mat at your front door?
Yeah.
Okay. Pick up the welcome mat. Make a line right in front of your door of salt. Just all the way across. It don't have to be thick, but just all the way across your doorstep. Put the mat back down.
Okay.
Then I want you to find a container that's small enough that it can either fit in your purse or on your person in a pocket of sea salt and carry it with you at all times.
Okay.
All right.
Can you tell me why?
It's just I'm getting a really, really, really bad feeling of dread. Like something, just do as Lennis asked you to do. I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to make
okay.
I need it right now. The sea salt will stop the dreams, and that's what you need to do right now. But surround yourself in white light as well.
Okay.
The white light of peace and love and tranquility. And, yeah, just say an extra couple of prayers.
Okay.
And then if you can you call us back next week and let us know how you're doing?
Yeah, I can.
Thank
yes,
you, my
please
dear.
Please do. Please do.
Yes.
Okay,
I didn't understand what that dream meant.
We do.
You got witchcraft.
We do.
No.
That's why I'm telling you, when you hang up the phone, you go get that salt and go all the way around your house and the front door, and then also a container that you carry on your person.
So it's these little nasty demons back.
Do you have children?
I don't. They're not with me. They're with their father.
Okay. All right.
Is that the person that you saw in your dream? Is the children's
their
father?
Dad, yeah.
Okay, well, the dread I'm feeling is he means to do you some harm, and this is crass.
He's already attempted to he filed my car door down, and he's done other things.
Okay, well, so. Please do these that we've asked you to, as an extra protection for yourself, and call us back next week, okay?
Okay,
yeah.
I will. Definitely will. Thank you.
Okay.
You're very
Thank
welcome.
You, Christian. We're praying
Bye.
For you.
Thank
All
you.
Right. Bye-bye. Okay, let's see if this person wants to talk now. Area code 443, you ready to talk to us? Or you just want to listen? 443, okay, guess they just want to listen. Well, Miss Nina, we're coming down. What do you think? We can close it out early today if you like.
Well, we can, unless somebody else wants to call in. I'm just kind of just saying a prayer right now. That was a pretty heavy call, this last one, for me anyways. So, yeah.
Yeah, I'll call you after the show about that one.
Okay.
I won't say nothing on the air. But,
yeah. There's nothing coming up for me this week. Lennis, you got anything special happening this week?
Well, Wednesday, the Lennis and Tina Sex Chronicles 101, the size matter. So for sure, we want all the ladies in the listening audience, chat room around the world, call in. It's at 6 p.m. Wednesday on the Pacific Coast. And if you live on the East Coast, it's 9 p.m. Does size matter? We're going to have fun. There will be some education there, profoundness, but we're just going to have fun and be silly. It's the last show in the series, and in the fall, I'll go back to doing my regular Wednesday show, which is entertainment news, news of the weird, sports, NFL, MLB, all that stuff. So we'll be back with that in the fall. And also, excuse me, the 1st of September, I think Miss Nina's going to be coming on with a couple of new shows. So, excuse me, just stay tuned in. and find out what. Go ahead, Nina.
In the works and in the planning stages, I'm going to do basically a spin-off Passage to Empowerment, which started out on the Essence of Success Network. So I'm going to get back, only I'm going to put a little twist on it, and I'm going to be doing some interviews. That's my plan anyway. So we're going to be talking a lot on a lot of different topics, children, angels, that kind of stuff, autism, anything I can will help you to help yourself or others. That's what I'm going to be talking about, and I'm going to have a guest on each week. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to it, and I hope you will be too.
All right. Oh, this sounds so exciting. I'm looking forward to it, Miss Nina. Well, thank you, everybody, for joining us today. We did have a good show. Quite interesting. Last week, it was all about relationships, huh, Miss Nina?
It sure was.
A little bit, this week, a little bit different, but that's okay. We wish the best to all the callers, people in the chat room, and the people listening around the world. And, you know, my motto is, if no one's told you they love you today, I do. In fact, we do. Me and Miss Nina both love you. So,
yes, we
and
do.
We will be doing prayers. I'm sorry, go ahead, Miss Nina.
We will definitely be doing our prayers, and I will be sending Reiki out to the people that need it. Know that Lennis and I both love you, and we love doing this show with all of you. So please come back next Sunday, and those of you that we've asked to call us back.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Miss Nina.
Thank you, Lennis. Great show.
Okay, I was going to tell you, you were talking. The music started. That didn't mean for you to stop. Okay, well, thank you, everybody. We love you. And like Miss Nina said, doing her Reiki right now, and I'm doing callers, and I'll be doing some prayers as soon as I hang up. Okay, well, we love you, and look for next Sunday, 3 o'clock, same time, same place, West Coast, or 6 o'clock on the East Coast, the Psychic Reading Sunday with Lennis and Miss Nina. Have a good one, everybody. Have a good week, and remember, I am that I am. I love myself. I forgive myself, and thank you, highest good. That's what I'm talking about. All right. See y'all.